We here at Sports Best Friends acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the traditional custodians of the land, water and sky throughout Australia on which we record. We recognise their strength, diversity, resilience and deep connection to country. We pay our respects to elders of the past, present and future as they hold the memories, knowledge and spirit of Australia. Hello and welcome to Sports Best Friends, a Tipomatic, a podcast that has me looking into the future and actually looking pretty smart.
It will be unbelievable, and I think it probably will be a dream that we're chasing, and I just hope we go good.
You found me, Big T, sitting all by myself, doing a little bit of karaoke all myself. But Dean, I don't know how many weeks in a row this is now, but he's pulled out right at the last minute. He's a busy bloke, and we love him for it. He's got to do his thing. But you've just got me singing poorly with long vibratos. I think that's the word. Only because my tipping's going so well. My teams aren't, but the tipping's going so well. This pod's all about tipping, so it's not so much about your team, hence me being in such a great mood. And why we are going to jump straight into last week's tips, because last week's tips had me ticking everything. I even got to go green ticks everywhere. Got everything right. Love that. Obviously, riding Newey all the way home. Littlest was shouting that he could see Newcastle Nana in the crowd while we were watching it at home, which was an absolute lols. The ladies 93 or something, definitely at home. Not jumping up and down waving a flag, but great the littlest thought he could see his great-grandmother in the crowd, and also went out to Penrith to watch some fantastic football. Went out with Yeah the Vic and Jack O'Mardo, great Twitter couple, rugby league power couple, or rugby league Twitter power couple, I should say. And that was fantastic as well, just to be out there pretending to be a Panthers fan for 80 minutes, cheering them on. It's pretty easy to love winning. So how about you? Happy to do that as often as they want. No, that's not true. Not as often as they want. That'd be weird. And the other thing I just want to bring up before we start talking about next week is Tuesday. Tomorrow, time of recording. Hopefully tomorrow when you're listening too, because you want to come to this. Tuesday, the 12th of September, they're at the Petersham RSL in Sydney. The 24th annual Tom Brock lecture is happening, 6 p.m., the panelists are Matt Parrish, Karen Stewart, and Jeff Mum, and Terry Williams is the moderator. Essentially, it's about country rugby league in the 21st century. What's happening next? What can happen now? So come along. It's a free event. It's an excellent event. O'Dean said he's coming, so he'll probably pull out minutes before. But I think Jack O'Mara's coming. Probably Hyper Dave will be there. Who was last year? I'm just assuming he's coming. I haven't asked him. The guy's in everything, so I'm assuming he's going to be in that. Hopefully, I'll see you there.
Anybody watched a series of rugby league games, they'd never go back to watching union or AFL or soccer.
So let's start with the NRLM because that was a phenomenal rounder. We've got the Tigers playing the Knights, which is horrible. It's never going to work for us. Thursday, it's a standalone game out in Campbelltown. I'm not going to be able to get to it, but I'd love to, except for the fact that we're going to get only win by 1-12. Which is a real shame. Knights are incredible. Barely lost a game. Played the Roosters, who are premierships favourites till last week, and convincingly beat them. Because Newcastle's just on an absolute fucking tear in all competitions. So Knights probably will win the comp, which is why it'll be a healthy 1-12 loss to the Tigers, just to shake things up before the NRLW goes into the finals. I also think the Roosters will bounce back and beat the Cows, and the Brisbane will beat the Dragons as they increase their chances of making a bit of a run in the finals. And the Eels will get a win. I'm picking them to beat the Titans. The Titans are third at the moment. Have looked pretty good. I think they're a new team, and I think they'll be thinking a bit about next week and not about this week. And so the Eels, I don't think, have won a game. And so I think they need this one dramatically. So let's hope that happens. Did I get that right? And then, sorry, that's Eels, Sharks. Oh, no, so that doesn't work. No, I think the Eels will beat the Sharks in a close one. Raiders-Titans. This is one I think Titans will lose. The Raiders will pip them here. I actually am worried now that I've said that, that that might impact the table. I wonder if the Raiders do beat... Oh, shit. If the Raiders beat the Titans, that could be really bad for the Titans. I really think they're due for a loss. The Raiders are on 5 wins. Now, if they win, that'd be 6 wins tied with the Titans. And their difference would be shit, 14-9. So if they put a score on them, they'll turn them over. Shit, Titans and Raiders, a lot to play for in that game there. I now take it back. I now hope the Titans don't fold. It's their first season. I hope they get up. Oh, it's the Raiders' first season too. Holy shit, can't lose. Hooray! Except for the Tigers. The Tigers might lose, but they won't because it's going to be their penultimate win of the season. Their last 5 have been 0-5. They went for a 2-0 start to 2-7 or whatever they are now. Hasn't been easy. They'll be better for it next season. Men's finals continue. We don't get to see the Panthers because they were too fucking good. We don't get to see Brisbane because they're too fucking good. And really, they're comps to lose. If we don't see either Brisbane or Panthers in the grand final, either team should be embarrassed. Whichever one doesn't make it, it was their season to win. Brisbane looked the better team. If it wasn't that I just watched the Panthers win 2 seasons in a row, I would think that Brisbane's going to take it. But Panthers looked fucking incredible against the Warriors on Saturday and have been there and done it. So Warriors and Brisbane might be a little touch nervous when we get to the closer to the date. Roosters and Storm, I'm not going to sandwich bet this one. And in fact, Odin hasn't even sent his tips through. I'm assuming he's taking Storm and Warriors. I'm taking Roosters. Roosters, and I don't know until we start. Shit. I'm taking Roosters anyway over the Storm. I honestly think they looked like shit the other day. I don't know how they beat the Cronulla. But I kind of think the Storm are also a bit shit. And Craig will shout at them or whatever. He's an excellent coach. He won't just shout at them. But I just think they've got all their gun players and they're supposed to be doing well. I think the Roosters won and they played like shit. The Storm played like shit and lost. So if they both play like shit again, the Roosters might win, is my point. Whereas if they both play at their best, the Melbourne win. The Melbourne. A lot of money's on the Roosters. Shit, I should probably put money on the Roosters. The other game's Warriors and Knights. And now that's a really hard one to get a handle on because they now won't have Jackson Hastings and they will have Sean Johnson if you follow my drift. Money's on the Warriors. Been the better team all year. Knights are on a 10-game winning streak, just about to make it 11. It's over in New Zealand. I think my... yep. Generally, I want the Warriors to win because their fans are fucking fantastic and yada, yada, yada. But personally, because of obviously Newcastle Nana, all the boys from the Bay 53, a whole bunch of people on Twitter that I love, there are more people on Twitter that I love, like there are more faces I can see miserable when I say no, yes to the Warriors. I don't like that. But when I say yes to the Knights, I can see an entire fan base that's just been so fantastic to me all season, giving me amazing signs and just the best content on Instagram. I don't want either of them to be sad. I don't think I care. I can see why I'd be really happy either victory. I'm going to keep changing my tip all week. Hooray! I will take whoever Odin doesn't. There you go. I will do what Donny Don't does. If he tips the Warriors, I'll tip Knights. If he tips the Knights, I'll take Warriors. I think he's tipping the Warriors, though. That seems sensible. He's also, by the way, speaking of streaks, losing streaks, I lost the first 2 sandwich bets. That bloke hasn't won one since. He's on 5 in a row. I'm the Newcastle Knights of sandwich bets. There, I said it. And I'm proud of it.
I'm no expert. I just love the game. But more than that, I love the community. If you're a fan of rugby league or the NRL, you'll love Big T's Tees. Unique, affordable, and made for fans. Find a link to the online store in the show notes below. You'd look good in one of Big T's tees.
Hi, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lulu.
And this is Lulu and Ellie's Footy Tipping. What round is it, Lulu?
Round 29.
Correct. It's also the semi-finals, just in case you wanted to know. First game, Storms and Roosters.
I got to go with Storms.
Me too. And last one, Warriors and Knights.
Oh, I'll go Warriors. Yeah, Warriors have... I think Warriors should win this year.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They should versus not.
It's a very short round this week, but we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Plants it in the Rugby League Garden of Eden.
We found all the way to the end of another episode. I hope you like my tips. I hope you like the nephew's tips, the little Bombolini. Littlest doesn't know his recordings at the moment with Nonno because Nonno's overseas, so we haven't been able to hear his great insights as to who should win. He jumped on the Raiders, by the way, when they were up by 10 points. Just want to point that out. I want to put that on record in case he ever listens back to this when he's 20. We're on the Knights. They got down by 10. He was off and straight onto the Raiders. But he tipped the Knights by the time the end of the game ended. So there you go. There's 4-year-olds for your team. Enjoy your sport for another week. Get around good people on the socials, and we'll talk to you next time. Sports best friends.
We wouldn't have got that win without your support. We heard you cheering the whole 60 minutes, and we bloody love yous.
Sports best friends would like to thank you for listening right to the end. You are our kind of people. Find other great sports podcasts in our family by subscribing. And remember, social media isn't a bad place. You just need to follow the right people.